here at Town 102. It's 11 minutes past 8. On the phone, we've got some good news. Some good news from David. Now, he's the owner of the chickens that went missing. Now, we were talking about it on the radio. People started talking about it on Twitter and Facebook. David, what is the good news? Because we had this sighting of a chicken from Julie in Beaconsfield Road. That's where you are in Ipswich normally, isn't it?
That's where I live, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
She said it was near number 21.
Well, it was the people from number 21 who come and knocked on my door at 9 o'clock last night with a chicken under their arm, so...
You've got 50% of your chickens back?
50% of my stock, yeah.
So you had...
My missing stock, yeah.
Oh, and do we know which direction they were last seen? Any sighting in the last few hours?
Nah, not to my knowledge.
And what colour chickens are they?
The one that's missing is white.
Okay. Because we had an email following on this morning. This is from Megan Clarkson. She says, we've actually got two chickens down as well, one white, one brown.
Nah, that'll be the same chickens, Nick. That's my stepdaughter.
Oh, it's the same chickens?
Yeah.
You realise this chicken that is still missing is has got everyone talking on Twitter about Ipswich.
Well, it was a pain when it was living at home, so...
Why did you take chickens on board then? Because it doesn't sound like you're a big fan.
No, I took chickens on board. I am a big fan. I've had them all my life, basically. But I got fed up with buying eggs in the supermarkets that tasted like rubbish. So I took on some battery hens. And obviously the eggs are a lot better, but this one's an escape artist. They're usually up on the allotment, but I thought I'd bring them home for the winter because it was a bit more convenient and less aggravation. I obviously got that wrong, didn't I?
Is it a friendly chicken?
Nope.
Oh. So don't approach it?
Oh, yeah, you can approach it. It doesn't like other chickens.
Oh. Hence it's moved out.
Yeah, that's why hence it's moved out.
Well, if we spot it, do they tend to travel a long way or do they tend to keep a fairly...
Well, it depends if they come across a big cat or a fox or something. They won't go very far then.
Well, David, you've ruined it now. There are children crying now. Look, David, look, if we get any more news on the chicken that is still missing, we will obviously get it on the radio and we will get it to you. Now we've got your phone number, OK?
OK, Nick, thanks very much,
and
mate.
Thanks also for bringing a couple of smiles to people's faces this week as well.
No worries.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Cheers, mate, bye-bye.
Any chicken news, give us a call, Ipswich 839102. Remember, not that friendly with other chickens, but perfectly safe to approach this chicken that is loose on the streets of Ipswich this morning. You heard it here first. That's right.